USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming minors for convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein to abuse, won't testify. Maxwell saying there's no reason for her to take the stand. She explains that's because the government hasn't proven their case against her. The NFL is postponing games as teams deal with a rising number of COVID cases. The Las Vegas Raiders-Cleveland Browns game is moving from tomorrow to Monday. The Washington football team, Philadelphia Eagles game, and the Seattle Seahawks, Los Angeles Rams game will both be played on Tuesday. This comes as the NBA and NHL are also dealing with postponements due to coronavirus outbreaks among teams. This as the Biden administration is continuing to remind folks to get their vaccines and boosters. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Biden administration is considering a plan to redirect helicopters and other military equipment once allocated for the now-defunct Afghan military to Ukraine to help quickly reinforce its defenses amid a buildup of Russian troops near its border. A recent survey conducted by Skynova, an invoicing software for small businesses, finds that 67% of vaccinated Americans believe the unvaccinated should pay a COVID tax to cover businesses' pandemic safety expenses. But most business owners and the unvaccinated themselves don't believe in such fees. While 54% of vaccinated Americans were personally willing to pay a fee for COVID-19 precautions when visiting a business, only 8% of the unvaccinated said they would do the same. The digital survey was conducted of 1,075 Americans. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Typical American family lost several thousand dollars this year due to rising prices caused by inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting last week that the Consumer Price Index rose 6.8% over 12 months. The University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School found that the inflation trends caused American households to have to spend $3,500 more this year to have the same amount of consumption compared to previous years. This as Treasury Secretary Jerome Powell says inflation is affecting folks as they shop over the holidays.
We see consumer expenses very strong in this quarter. I don't know, Ed, whether you're talking about more shopping online versus shopping in the store, but consumer demand is very strong. Incomes are very strong, you know, because people are going back to work and they're getting wage increases. Admittedly, some of the wage increases are being eaten away by inflation, but nonetheless, incomes overall are going up really significantly because of increased employment, and spending has been strong. There may be something in the seasonality that this year holiday spending may have been pulled forward, and of course there may be effects from Delta, and there might be going forward from Omicron. But fundamentally, though, the consumer is really healthy, and we expect personal consumption expenditures to be pretty strong in the fourth quarter.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.